Welcome to Trending 55 Newsroom. We're today joined by the Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, Mr. Jason Luon. First off, Minister, thank you for taking the time to speak with us during Mental Health Week.
Thank you, Kenny. It's so much my pleasure and opportunity to converse with you and your audience. And kudos to you for making mental health a important subject for your show. Appreciate it.
Amen. All right. So obviously, with this week being Mental Health Minister, we know that we've seen a lot of things happen in Alberta, especially the last little bit up here, Fort Vermilion flooding, COVID-19, people concerned about the economy. And it just seems like this day, I mean, there's so much on the minds of Albertans. And it's important to know, I guess, out there, there's help available 24/7, isn't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me concur by saying your government, myself, is fully understand the struggles Albertans are facing, particularly Northern Albertans. On top of the global pandemic, everybody knows, we're compounded with our economic challenges, the crash of world oil price and our oil industry's kind of struggle. And lots of people couldn't sleep well, worried about their business, losing jobs and so on and so forth. Those are real. And on top of that, we have the surging flood, particularly for Northern Alberta. Can you imagine people facing three compounded crises together, how hard that is? So my heart and your government is with you, and we're there for you every step along the line. Like you said, 24/7, doesn't matter where you live, know that we're here for you.
All right, Minister. Now, I know whenever I hear you speak, you're probably among, in terms of government, one of the most strongest advocates for mental health I've seen in my lifetime. And I have to ask, what made you want to be such a strong advocate for mental health? What made you take this on and say, this has to be a mission for me?
Thank you, Kenny. This is very humble for me to hear you saying that. Perhaps I should be honest, open and open up myself for our audiences. I've been a social worker in my career, so helping people is my passion to begin with. But also, I'm father of two daughters. I have two lovely daughters I'm very proud of. I think my wife will be happy to take all that credit. That should be something like one is a doctor herself. She's on the front line, emerged rooms right now fighting with COVID-19. The other is an investment banker in New York. Both are, in my view, pretty established, successful in their young career. But let me tell you this, they have brought me to the mental health issue since they were in college, about incidents, their struggle, classmates who committed suicide, and how that impacted all of them. I felt, I'm so fortunate I have an opportunity to serve our Albertans with my current responsibility. This is more than just a job. This is personal. This is something that I want to make a difference for people. It's saving lives. It's it's a critical job.
Definitely. And Minister Luon, with so many people, and I'll be honest, I even put myself in this category, try to deal with their mental health and negative feelings alone. I know one of the thoughts that stopped me from making that first call was, everyone's too busy to help me. My problems are not that important. And I know after I made that first call last week to try and, get some counseling, I'm just wondering if maybe you could remind people that are scared to make that first call how important it is to make that first call. And maybe that might be, in my opinion, and maybe you agree, that might be the most uncomfortable part of the process, isn't it?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right on that one. It's such a controversial. On one hand, we all talk about how important for us to make mental wellness a priority for our life. But in the meantime, seeking help, particularly mental health support, has so much stigma. My daughter, lovely daughter, shared this story with me once because she's a doctor now. She said, Dad, if we get ill physically, you earn so much sympathy. People want to care for you, give you a package, ask you to go home to rest and recover, all that stuff. But if you are ill mentally, as if something wrong with you, and nobody wants to talk about it. And she said, Dad, now you're the minister. Do something, fix it. So it is so real. But the fact is this, I'm so proud that this week across the nation, we take the Mental Health Week focused on getting real about how you feel. Because, you know, feeling not fine is okay. And know that it's normal. In fact, 1 in 5 of us in our lifetime, Canadians, will suffer one fashion or another mental illness in our life. So it's not something that, only happens to a certain group of people. You know, it's quite normal to have that. But recognizing that, be vulnerable, and ready to receive help, ready to get help, ready to ask help, is a strength for getting into recovery. So you should be, Kenny, you and among thousands of Albertans who took that first step, should be so proud of yourself. You are the hero ahead of many others who are still currently struggling.
Well, very, very kind words, Minister. And this is Mental Health Week, so as you mentioned, get real about feelings. I really think that's a great line. Is there anything else you'd like to add while we have you on the line, sir?
Absolutely. You know, our government recently rolled out one of the most comprehensive packages for mental health and addiction recovery response, with 53 million. That included all the help from online, text, phone, enhanced the clinical support, and also community support, people helping people. And if you go onto our website, www.alberta.ca/mental health, it has all of that there. I want to leave to Albertans that no matter where you are, when you struggle, know that we are here for you. And also, I'm a firm believer now in terms of mental health. Together, we can do what we cannot do alone. So thank you so much.
And thank you for joining us today, Minister.